Laylatul Qadr Part 2. The 23rd night of Ramadan is the night which many of our hadiths point to as being the actual night of Qadr, although we can't be absolutely certain. There could be two reasons why we have to repeat a lot of amal on the 19th, 21st and 23rd nights. It could be Allah has decreed it in such a way that we receive an answer only after knocking on His door several times. Or maybe the process has multiple stages. According to hadith, the initial plan takes shape on the 19th night. On the 21st, the angels are asked to finalize the decree for the coming year. And on the 23rd, that which has been decreed on the 19th and finalized on the 21st is authorized by the Imam and then stamped by Allah. Therefore, the 23rd night is a final opportunity available to us if we haven't taken full advantage of the previous two nights. The sixth Imam says that if a person recites Surah Qadr 1,000 times on the 23rd night, he will wake up in the morning with a firm conviction in the Ahlul Bayt special status. The Quran was revealed over a period of 23 years, but it was also revealed in its complete form on this night to the Holy Prophet. The Prophet's station was so high, he could gain access to the maximum knowledge that Allah could make available to any human being, the final message. This was not possible for the prophets before him, as the prophet was the most pure and perfect being, and therefore the final message came to him. On the night of Qadr, angels come down in an immeasurable number, and the door to the spiritual world opens up. But who are these angels coming down to? There must be a heart pure enough to receive the divine message. That heart is of the prophet, and after him the imams. Therefore, the closer we are to the imam of our time, the more we can benefit from the spirituality of this night. Amongst the recommended acts for the 23rd night are reciting specific surahs from the Holy Quran. So what should we be thinking about when we recite surahs Ankabut, Duqan and Rum? When we recite these surahs, we need to do it with understanding, reflection and make a determination to act upon them. This is how our destiny can be changed, and it's why we've been asked to recite these surahs. They contain our guiding principles, such as Tawheed. The universe was created for a reason. Surah Rum verse 28 says, Allah did not create the heavens and the earth and what is between them except with a reason. Surah Ankabut verse 63 says, Who sends down water from the sky with which He revives the earth after its death? Prophethood. The stories of Prophet Nuh, Lut and Shu'aib are mentioned in Surah Ankabut. Return to God. Surah Ankabut verse 57 says, Every soul shall taste death, then you shall be brought back to us. The mistakes we make, rather the wrongdoers follow their own desires without any knowledge. Surah Rum. Our duty, striving in the way of God. Surah 29 verse 69 says, As for those who strive in us, we shall surely guide them in our ways, and Allah is indeed with the virtuous. The night of Qadr is the best of nights. The opportunity for us to benefit is endless, and it's not a night to be wasted, sleeping or in idle chit-chat. We should try and have a nap before the evening so we feel energized and don't eat too much for iftar too, so we don't feel sluggish and lazy. And finally, it's important to remember quality, not quantity. One good action done purely and sincerely for God is better than going through the motions of the whole night of amal ritualistically.